Practical English Test for Colleges, Level B.
Practical English Test for Colleges, Level B.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 4 sections.
Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper responses. There are 7 recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear, Mr. Smith is not in. Would you like to leave him a message? You will read A. I'm not sure. B. You're right. C. Yes, certainly. D. That's interesting. From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C, yes, certainly, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet. Now the test will begin.
Number 1. Can I help you, madam? Can I help you, madam?
Number 2. How much does the t-shirt cost? How much does the t-shirt cost?
Number 3. May I have your name, please? May I have your name, please?
Number 4. Where can I find an application form, sir? Where can I find an application form, sir?
Number 5. Can I leave a message for him? Can I leave a message for him?
Number 6. Shall I meet you in your office this afternoon? Shall I meet you in your office this afternoon?
Number 7. Could I have your business card? Could I have your business card?
Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 7 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now listen to the dialogues. Number 8. How is your business going on?
I'm lucky enough. It's quite good.
Question. How is the man's business now? Number 8. How is your business going on?
I'm lucky enough. It's quite good.
Question. How is the man's business now?
Number 9. May I talk to Mr. Smith about the sales plan?
Sorry, he's in a meeting.
Question. What is Mr. Smith doing now? Number 9. May I talk to Mr. Smith about the sales plan?
Sorry, he's in a meeting.
Question. What is Mr. Smith doing now?
Number 10. This is a very good presentation, isn't it?
Yes, I like it very much.
Question. What does the man think of the presentation? Number 10. This is a very good presentation, isn't it?
Yes, I like it very much.
Question. What does the man think of the presentation? Number 11. I didn't see you in the office yesterday.
I didn't come because I was ill.
Question. What happened to the man yesterday? Number 11. I didn't see you in the office yesterday.
I didn't come because I was ill.
Question. What happened to the man yesterday?
Number 12. Please tell John to book a flight ticket for me.
Okay. I'll tell him right now.
Question. What does the man want John to do? Number 12. Please tell John to book a flight ticket for me.
Okay. I'll tell him right now.
Question. What does the man want John to do?
Number 13. Does your company still need a secretary, sir?
Yes, we need a secretary in our marketing department.
Question. Which department is to hire a secretary? Number 13. Does your company still need a secretary, sir?
Yes, we need a secretary in our marketing department.
Question. Which department is to hire a secretary? Number 14. Have you bought a car?
Yes. It's a second-hand car, but it works well.
Question. What does the man say about his second-hand car? Number 14. Have you bought a car?
Yes, it's a second-hand car, but it works well.
Question. What does the man say about his second-hand car? Section C. Directions. In this section, there are two recorded conversations. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now listen to the conversations.
Conversation 1.
Hi, Robert. This is Jane.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
I'm going on a holiday. Could I borrow your camera for 2 weeks?
That's okay.
Thanks a lot. Could I pick it up tonight?
Yeah, I guess so.
Question 15. What is the woman going to do?
Question 16. What is the woman going to borrow from the man?
Now listen again. Hi, Robert. This is Jane.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
I'm going on a holiday. Could I borrow your camera for 2 weeks?
That's okay.
Thanks a lot. Could I pick it up tonight?
Yeah, I guess so.
Question 15. What is the woman going to do?
Question 16. What is the woman going to borrow from the man? Conversation 2.
Let's take a coffee break, shall we?
Sorry, I can't.
Why are you so busy?
Well, I've got to finish this report.
You can't just stay on the computer forever.
But I have to finish it this morning.
Anyway, I think you do need to take a break.
Question 17. What does the woman ask the man to do?
Question 18. Why is the man so busy?
Question 19. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Now listen again. Let's take a coffee break. Shall we?
Sorry, I can't.
Why are you so busy?
Well, I've got to finish this report.
You can't just stay on the computer forever.
But I have to finish it this morning.
Anyway, I think you do need to take a break.
Question 17. What does the woman ask the man to do?
Question 18. Why is the man so busy?
Question 19. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Section D. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the missing words or phrases on the answer sheet in order of the numbered blanks according to what you hear. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now the passage will begin. The first reading.
Ladies and gentlemen, our plane is flying smoothly now. The duty-free sales will soon begin. Please prepare your list of purchases. In your seat pocket, you can find the Shopping on Board magazine. All prices are listed both in the local currency and in US dollars. And you can pay by cash or by using a credit card. We accept most major credit cards. Frequent passengers win points on all sales on board. There are some excellent bargains, and there are several items specially designed for our airline. Thank you.
The second reading.
Ladies and gentlemen, our plane is flying smoothly now. The duty-free sales will soon begin. Please prepare your list of purchases. In your seat pocket, you can find the Shopping on Board magazine. All prices are listed both in the local currency and in US dollars. And you can pay by cash or by using a credit card. We accept most major credit cards. Frequent passengers win points on all sales on board. There are some excellent bargains, and there are several items specially designed for our airline. Thank you.
The third reading.
Ladies and gentlemen, our plane is flying smoothly now. The duty-free sales will soon begin. Please prepare your list of purchases. In your seat pocket, you can find the Shopping on Board magazine. All prices are listed both in the local currency and in US dollars. And you can pay by cash or by using a credit card. We accept most major credit cards. Frequent passengers Win points on all sales on board. There are some excellent bargains, and there are several items specially designed for our airline. Thank you.
This is the end of the listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束。